I would transfer either to like Coney Island or Central Park. You know, we get on the subway and we used to call it our ghetto cruise because we used to like just cruise on the trains. That's what we did. We just cruised. Got on the trains and went to the last stop, lined up in Coney Island with no money to ride the rides or to play the games, but we went. Or just went to Central Park and hang out. But we always use the subway as the escape and means to get there. There was a lot of stuff happening in subways in New York. I mean, we had like perverts try to pick up kids. We had bums that used to defecate right on the subways or outside the subways or by the bathroom door that they used to keep locked. And you had to pay like a quarter to get in, so these bums didn't have a quarter, so they just shit right in front of the damn bathrooms. So if you wanted to get into the bathroom, you had to walk over shit. You know, but that's New York. Everywhere you go in New York, you got to walk over shit. You know? But we were on our ghetto cruise, we didn't care. You know, that was our escape. I saw a lot of stuff there. But my most memorable day was the day I came from work. I was about 14 years old. I used to work at the D'Agostino supermarket as a delivery boy. It was during rush hour, and you don't know what rush hour is to you till you've been in New York subway. I mean, you sardines, like sardines in there. But I mean, I didn't mind because I didn't get into the doors. I used to get in and out the same way. Through the center, in between the cars. Pull the chain, climb over, put the chain back, and that was it. And I can't get out the door, then pull the chain and get out when my stop comes. And that's the way it was. That particular day, I saw this young black kid, you know, looking and thinking about it. Like, if he wanted to do it, I guess because he saw me or seen somebody done it before. So he tries to take the chain and moves it and then jump. But the chain link did come off. He lost grip on the handle and started to go down, and the train began to move. In that split second, I pulled out my hand as hard and as quick as I could possibly do it. I grabbed this kid by the hand and pulled him right up while the train was moving. I pulled him up so hard. I was a strong kid. Well, anyway, I pulled this kid up so hard, he landed up exactly where he wanted, in between the train tracks. And we're here face to face. That kid's eyes was wide open, man. And he looked at me like saying, oh, what the hell just happened? Did you just save my life? You know, and I knew I did. I knew I did because I understood the trains. You know, one more second, and that wheel, that hard steel wheel would have been over his leg and would have sucked him all the way in and killed him. No doubt. Anyway, the next stop was my stop. It's 149th Street, so we had no time to chat. No words were exchanged. I mean, I wanted glory. Hear me now. But there was no glory. Then I made my grand finale. I actually opened the door and went out the doors instead of going out the chain links, because I guess the kid was just standing there. So as I was doing that, everybody was looking at me and saying what just happened. That's the kid. He just pulled that guy. He just saved that guy. You know, stuff like that. And I saw this one lady out of a crowd, old Spanish lady, like stuck her head in between other people and reached out her hand and touched me. I looked to the left as I'm exiting, and I saw her smiling. It was sort of like she blessed me, like, you know, thank you, my son. God bless you. And I left, and I felt really good about that, and I felt I got my glory, you know? And I felt that was payback or blessed. You know, that was a hell of an experience. You know, often I wonder, whatever happened to this kid? I mean, he's not a kid anymore. I mean, it's a grown man now. It's probably about my age. You know, what did he tell?